Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As we celebrate our 100th anniversary at KMOX 104.1 FM and 1120 AM, we thought it'd be a good idea to do a little reminiscing today on what was one of the great sports stories in the history of the city, and that is the 2019 Blues Stanley Cup Championship. Chris Ronge, Amy Markscores, and we are joined now by Chris Kerber, the radio voice of the and television voice now of your St. Louis Blues. And when the Blues won the championship, they were here on KMOX. Kerbs, how's it going?
Chris, I'm doing well. It's going well. Just bouncing through another season, but congratulations. Pretty special, 100 years for KMOX. I mean, that, like, I remember when I first walked through those doors, one as an intern, actually. Interned for Randy Carricker and John Cooper and Ron Jacober when I was in college. And then to be able to walk through those doors, knowing the history of that station, who was on it, what I wanted to do career-wise, things like that, that was pretty doggone special. And I think a fantastic and very proud chapter of my career to be able to have said that I've worked shows and games on KMOX.
Same exact thing for me. I even had my interview with Randy to become an intern at this station back in 1998. And what a special thing, Curbs, as we look back and we know this Blues season has not gone particularly well, but it really wasn't that long ago that we won a Stanley Cup here, that St. Louis won a Stanley Cup. And considering it had been never before, waited a very long time for that to happen. And for you and Amy both to be part of the broadcast here on KMOX when that happened, that is special.
It was. And listen, before, if it's okay, before we get too deep into that, going back to, you said that, your internship, like, if you go around and you talk to enough people in St. Louis, like, Randy Carricker has an intern tree, kind of like Bill Belichick or some of these other coaches in the NFL or other sports have coaching trees, and the number of people that have stepped into the business, learning from him or Ron Jacober or, Mr. Buck and all those other guys that obviously work there. It's pretty special. Randy's got a really good, and it's kind of a fun tree. I've always told Randy, when you introduce me on the air, he's doing a show and I'm on, and he says, "Oh, we got the voice of the Blues." I said, "Nah, you should always introduce me as your former intern." And Lisa Bedian was a really big, piece in helping me kick that door down to get that internship, and it was awesome. So I'm very thankful. Biggest butt chewing I've ever gotten was when I messed up three carts in a row and John Cooper came around the corner.
Okay,
No, not from Randy. No, but honestly, they went to fire. I think it was Scott Cooper with the Red Sox. He had just gotten signed or something like that, and they fired the carts, and I must not have cued them out right. We had dead air. Oh, man, like a chihuahua on steroids. John came around the corner and just, I lost a little bit of my hide on that one, but I learned to do it right from that point on. So learning curves and everybody live. But yeah, listen, Chris, so I'm very appreciative of that and everybody that was there. But yeah, what a run that 2019, run was, and to have it on KMOX and then some of those games also simulcasted on Y98. We covered a massive audience. And as Amy remembers, we also had a hell of a lot of fun during that run. I mean, the stuff off the ice and the stuff with Amy and Alex and, you know, Raby and everybody, Ben Boyd and those guys. Like it was, that was every bit as special as the cup run to be able to share it with those great people.
It really was, Curbs. I am still in awe. I still look back at those years and I can't believe it happened. Especially, I mean, it was not all roses and gumdrops at the beginning of that season. It was pretty tough. It was a slog. And I remember you guys, my goodness, what was it? I think I was running in Forest Park because you guys were on a road trip when the Blues started putting some wins together. And you could feel... you could feel the change.
It started right in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know, they called up things. You could kind of start to feel things were, you know, were starting to turn. I mean, this is a much better team. You know, when you got Tyler Bozak and David Perron and, you know, the players that they had with Ryan O'Reilly in the forwards, and you're going, man, this is Pat Maroon. You're like, boy, this team should be better. And something clicked. They called up a young Jordan Binnington, fourth on the goaltending depth chart at the beginning of the year. Maybe Billy Huso that gets called up. If Billy was healthy, he wasn't. Jordan gets called up, and he starts on a run. You had Joel Edmondson and some of his teammates at a bar in Philadelphia here, a private bar called Jack's Bar. You know, and that's when, you know, they had Laura Brannigan's Gloria playing in that bar. So after the win in Philly, when Jordan got the shutout, they decided to play that. And look what took off with that song. You know, I mean, and how, like, for a radio station, for example, to decide to play Laura Brannigan's Gloria for 24 consecutive hours, you know, after you win is just something else. And it took off and it went on a run and it was magical, but man, they believed that they couldn't be beat. And it was just a group, like it wasn't going in kind of like the way this year's been for the team, you know, at the beginning of the year where you're like, okay, what kind of, it turned from what are you going to get on a nightly basis to, oh man, we're steamrolling people. And it was, I mean, it was just awesome and fun. And, you know, you can go through so many doggone highlights, but it started on a January game in Philadelphia and the team never looked back.
And the thing is, Chris, it just does not happen like that. Usually, and for any team in any sport, once you get midway through a season and it is as bad as it was for the Blues at that time, you just don't see turnarounds like that.
Chris, there's two or three different times over the course of a season where hockey management, in this case Doug Armstrong, will meet with Blues ownership with different states of the union. Where are we? What do you think? Where are we going? And then ownership will fire questions to, you know, back at Doug. And as you know, we've got an all local ownership group, 15, 17, you know, different pieces to that puzzle. And all are passionate about the city of St. Louis and the civic role that this hockey team plays, but they're also passionate about winning and competitive. I mean, that's how you succeed in business as well, right? And they had a meeting that year. I want to think, was it December? It might have even been early January, too, that said, look, we get closer to the trade deadline and things haven't turned, we might have to totally pivot. And at that point, you're talking about, are you trading in 2018-19 a Vladimir Tarasenko, you know, or some of these guys, a Jaden Schwartz? And are we pivoting from one core to the next because it's just not working? Mm-hmm. And you know that Doug Armstrong's got the aggressive enough mindset to do that. They had those conversations. And then they thank goodness they didn't have to do it. So that's the good news there, and it went. But you're right; it doesn't happen often. Now, a lot of people felt like, is this happening again last year? You know, like when the Blues, you know, kind of turned things around under Jim Montgomery. But you're right; it's hard to, you know, stop that avalanche once it starts to come down the mountain at you. So they did that year, and they created something. And I mean, guys, I think back at that run, and we're already talking, 7 years ago now. And, you know, and I think of just being able to spend time with Bobby Plager, and I'm literally just hanging out with Bobby Plager outside the dressing room, listening to the guys, you know, sing and the music and the celebration going on. And that's really one of my favorite moments is just, it was just me and Bobby in the hallway, and Bobby's just rattling off names of his former teammates and what it would have been like for them to have seen this. Little things like that are what stick with you.
And we've got Amy Marks-Kors here, who was part of the broadcast team during that run on KMOX. And Amy was the first female sports host to host a show solo for any sort of sports
for
broadcast.
Radio,
here
radio in, broadcast, the pre- and post-game.
Which is, and you know, you've got Amy part of the broadcast team here. What in the heck made you do that? Why did you vouch for this person?
Clerical error.
Let's just call it fate. So part of the contract that the team has with KMOX is they could put together a 1-hour hockey show. And so that was kind of the project I worked on with Steve Moore. And but I wanted a different hockey show. Pretty well, I understand, you know, around since the start of sports talk radio in St. Louis, and understand what it means and what it was, and all the pieces and stuff like that. And I just wanted something with different voices and a different approach. And so, and I also just believe in chances and talent and creating new stuff. And so I talked to Tom Ackerman and I said, man, so we do this show. I'd like to find a female voice, but I don't want a female voice that's there because we're looking for the female audience. I want a female voice to talk the game for the whole audience, for men, for women, for whatever. And he says, well, he goes, I did an interview with this girl. She's really into running. And I said, okay. He goes, but she's a big hockey fan and grew up with hockey and she's really good. So we met Tom, Amy and I had lunch at a restaurant over on Washington Avenue, and like, I don't know, 2.5 minutes into this discussion, she's quoting Mel Brooks. And I thought that was staged at first. I said, did Tom tell you that I love Mel Brooks? And she says, no. And she's like, my dad, one of my favorite movies with my dad was Blazing Saddles. And I'm like, okay, if you can quote Mel Brooks and you can talk hockey, you can reach across audiences. And so we started this show with Alex Ferrario and Amy Marks-Kors. We didn't promote it much the first year. They did it the second year. Eventually, they became a massive piece of our pregame shows, postgame shows, the fourth period, the postgame shows we did. You know, people look forward to that as much as sometimes the game itself. And then it culminated in that run. So the fact that, you know, Alex and Amy and Ben Boyd was so big for us, helping us produce things throughout that year. And all these guys, it's one of my favorite pictures is Raby, Alex, Amy, myself, Ben, Joey, we're all on the ice near the Zamboni entrance, taking a picture, you know, with the sign that says, you know, St. Louis Blues Radio. So that's how it started. And I'm glad to still be talking hockey with her.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I thank you for the kind words, Curbs. I am still flabbergasted. I can't believe I had that opportunity. And that weekly hockey show you bring up, I still laugh because it eventually was sponsored by Wendy's. So it was Wendy's Week in Hockey. And I had people come up to me and say, are you Wendy? Oh. I had so many people ask ask if I was Wendy. Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll start nicknaming you Wendy then.
Yeah.
Because whatever worked, we could use some of that mojo back.
Amy is also tired still from having to sleep in the lobby of that hotel in Boston.
I didn't. Did you know Listen. I did not get a hotel room that night, Curbs? I got a flight.
Yep.
I got a flight for the day of the game and the flight the next morning. I'm like, I'm just going to have to kill time in Boston because I don't have a hotel. A cop came up to me. I fell asleep. A cop tried to kick me out of the hotel.
That sounds about Amy-like. That sounds very Amy. Listen, I'm going to share a story. I'm going to share just an amazing story from that year. I don't know if you guys have heard me tell this story or not. You know, when I told you I was standing out there with Bobby Plager, if you look down the hallway to the ice, the room that the cup was in, the players were celebrating, was on the right side of this hallway. And on the left side is where everybody's clothes were. And they were dressed, you know, in their suits and things like that. Pat Maroon came walking out of the celebration room and looks down and sees me and Bobby there. And he goes, have you guys been in there? We're like, no, Pat, that's your guys' celebration. That's your guys' thing. And he says, like hell. And he comes down the hall, literally grabs me by the shoulder. Bobby's right there with it. And he shoves me into the front of the doorway. You know, Perron and Tarasenko and Parayko are holding the cup. Their champagne flying. And Pat Maroon, all on his own, unprompted, has me, you can imagine me standing in front of him, that big guy standing right behind me, has me at both shoulders. He goes, hey, fellas, these guys have been around a lot longer than we have. It's their turn. And he just shoves me into the room.
Wow.
And then it's Tarasenko and Perron and Parayko, you know, pouring champagne out of the cup, and I'm drinking it, getting doused in. It will be not only an emotional moment, but a special one that I will never forget. And it's not so much that I was invited into the celebration with the team and the way the guys reacted in the room in there, but it was just the, man, I don't know, the connection and the understanding that Pat Maroon had in that moment to include everybody is something that will always be one of the most special moments of that whole run.
And just a special memory for you, for Amy, for the city of St. Louis to have that Stanley Cup run, and of course for it to happen here on this station, KMOX. Chris Kerber, former KMOX intern, Chris Kerber, former Randy Carricker intern, with us here. And we, Kerbs, it's great to talk to you. Congratulations on all the success, and let's get a Blues turnaround this season. But thank you for talking about that championship run today.
Yeah, you got it. Listen, fans can go online and search this, but there is a picture out there of, on the front of the Zamboni at the old arena, a picture of Jack Buck's face, because he did the first year of St. Louis Blues hockey, on the front of the Zamboni where it said KMOX Radio on it. That's how they promoted the broadcast that first year. So if you look around, you can find that. But it's a fun one. But special station, special people. I grew up listening whether it be to Jim White, I still use the phrase, you can't fix stupid, you know, or listening to Trivia Night with Dave Strauss. I even called into that once and asked him a question about the TV show Sigmund and Sea Monsters when I was growing up. So there's plenty of great memories, and congratulations to everybody over there for what you're doing, what you're continuing to do, and then the impact that's had on everybody in St. Louis. Here's to another 100 for y'all.
Thank you, Kerbs.
Okay, guys, have a great one.
That is Thank Chris you. Kerber, Amy Markscores, Chris Ranji on the home of champions. It is 104.1 FM KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.